Blog Talk Radio.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you can check my shoes, then you can talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night,
right, yes, still my life story, that's why the blacks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bridge when the rich don't break bread,
president,
talk about the hard night life, that's still my life story, that's why the blacks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bridge when the rich don't break bread.
Hey, 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 it's your boy K. Diddy, and you're listening to I Am Indie, the radio show for independents doing what we do. We just got to listen to Hard Knock Life, and that's what we're talking about with our economy. You know what I'm saying? You feel it, Dilmy? We come to you live from beautiful Las Vegas, you know, doing what we do. And as I say every week, turn the air conditioner on, stick your head out, and turn the music up and roll with us. And, listen to what we got in store for you today. And let me welcome my partner in crime, the new co-host of this show, Mr. I.C. Jones.
Thank you for the welcome, sir. I am very much appreciative about that situation. I'm glad to be here. You know, I'm on that indie is. I am indie. Definitely independent all the way, let's go.
Yeah, you know, that's what we do. We're trying to let people know what's good. You know, the majors don't need no help from us because they're doing what they do. Matter of fact, we actually keeping them afloat right about now.
That's basically what we do. They look for another way of somebody doing something for themselves, and that's less work for them. And it's good. It's good for them. You know, we already do what we do, so... let's grab him. He's independent, and he know how to work it, and we got that money, you know, that add more money to what we have. So It's good being in the business. You know, it's a lot of money hours. A lot of money is hours, but it's how it goes.
Yeah, well, they just using us to get ahead. But we're going to start it off by this young lady named Christelle, all the way from Gabon, Africa. Right now, she's currently residing here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. Got four number one hits on Billboard Pop Charts, but this is our girl, Christelle, right here, good friend of ours. Check this out. It's called Excess Vibration.
Stay with us.
You the chronic, America's most wanted, Illmatic, Fear of a Black Planet, Doggy Style, and more. Comes the biggest two-day concert of this millennium, the Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour.
1, 2, 3, and number 4. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the.
Come, relive the beats that put hip hop on the map. The mixes that dominated the decade. hard-hitting, heart-pounding sound that claimed the 90s as its own.
I rock rough and stuck with my afro-punk.
It's the 90s reunion concert tour taking the United States by storm. And blowing up a spot near you. The Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour. A Chicago Incorporated Records production in association with Worldwide TMA.
Yeah, yeah, y'all listen to that tour. Anybody want to get involved in that, you know, hit us up, 323-957-7322. You know, it's a world movement thing. You know, we're here to help you. And we're back on I Am Indy, doing what we do. What's up, Mr. Jones? Tell the folks what's good out there.
Everything's good in life. You know, a lot of performances. The Lessons Park is wonderful. Harmon Avenue, I believe, is right across the street from the Hard Rock. It's on Harmon and Las Vegas Boulevard in Las Vegas, Nevada, every other Thursday. So we'll be there September 2nd. Man, it was awesome. I mean, I couldn't put nothing on it. It was just a wonderful thing. That's what was good for me. That was a highlight. And just a good thing in my life. I'm having fun.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a lot of talented artists out here, man, and we're really trying to get them to see the truth, you know. And I guess what's happening is, you know, it's a changing of the guards, and people really need to start paying attention to the business, because basically, you know, with the internet, with all the social networking sites, man, it's really easy for artists to promote themselves a lot more so than it used to be. But, you know, people really just got to step up to the plate and be aggressive and be focused, you know, and really pay attention to the time. It's 2010. You know, it's not 1990 no more, you know, so things are different. And you know, you find that all over the world, you know, that some people, they get set on a certain way of doing things. And in order to be current with anything in life, You have to be quick on your feet, you know, just like a boxer. If you don't stay light on your feet, you're going to get knocked the hell out. you know what I'm saying?
That's all the time.
So it's imperative that you always stay conscious of your surroundings. You know, and I've always, you know, when I talk to artists, you know, I always try to educate them the best of my abilities. You know, some listen and take it for what it's worth, and others, you know, they know it all already, and I always refer to a child. You know, even as a little child, we crawl. Matter of fact, we roll over side to side before we even crawl. Then we learn how to crawl. Then we learn how to take baby steps. And then we learn how to walk. You know, and business is the same way. You just don't get up running. None of us do.
Right.
You know, you're gonna stumble.
Everybody you know, in these days wants to be a CEO. First thing they want.
Already. You know, already.
And it's no more artistry. It's no more knowing the business. It's just I'm a CEO. Like, you got your dream right off the paper. So it's just more that people have to take it back to who you really are. Are you really the CEO and you don't want to rap? Or are you the artist and you would like to rap or sing or play the guitar or whatever you're music talent is, do you want to do that or do you want to do the business or both? And once you realize that you would like to do both, then you know you still have to start somewhere. And it's not just right at the CEO level. You do have to start somewhere. So being that, if you're going to be a intern, if you're going to be a writer, if you're going to be an artist, if you're going to be whatever, you need to start somewhere. And you can't just think that you're going to have it all as soon as you step out into the actual independent or industry, regardless. So if you're in the regular music industry, which is the mainstream, or if you're independent, you just can't do it. So in the end, it's just they have to start somewhere, and it has to be focused. You have to have the focus. If you don't have the focus, then you're really not going to go anywhere. So I understand, like you said, you know, it's like a baby. You have to take your steps, and once you take your steps, you have it all. You will see, you know it all, or, you know, close to, you know, because there's always more to learn. But you can become that person that you aim to be without acting like you're that person. You really become that person.
You know, I was always fortunate. You know, I had older people that was in the business around me. you know, and come from a different era, when they see you, you miss a step or miss a beat, they get out of line, they pop you inside your head. You know, they get your attention. You know, it would be lovingly, it wouldn't be abuse, but they would get your attention, which basically help you focus. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I think people lacking now, they forget how to focus. They'll have one thing in mind, yeah, I want to do this, but then they'll start that direction before they even get to the corner. They didn't turn right.
Yeah.
You know, and they lose focus. Once they do that a couple times, you know, then they start getting angry, but not at the world, but kind of like at themselves, and they don't even understand why they're angry. You know, they get frustrated. You know, you get frustrated, then you just get angry, and then you don't really even know why you're angry, but it's because you are frustrated. And the reason you're frustrated is because you haven't reached your goal, but the reason you haven't reached your goal is because you're trying to do 50,000 things at one time.
You just focus on one at a time.
You got to finish something.
You got to finish something
before you start something else. Got to finish something. But for those of you just joining the show, me and my boy IC Jones, we just sitting here cutting it up, talking about the biz and what's good. The call-in number, 347-308-8747. Give us a call. Tell us what you like. Maybe we got it. Maybe we don't. But in the meantime, let your window down, turn on your air conditioner, stick your head out, and turn the music up and listen to what we got for you.
I'll be back.
I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea, I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea.
Ago, it wasn't this visible, but now I see. Hell, I feel miserable. I know it was critical for me to play with feelings. That's how it all ended. I couldn't be trusted or dependent. On got busted, filled with lust, but once a love was gone, it couldn't be resurrected. Just for the record, check it. This the subject. You, Andrea, we can't be together right now or later. For worse or for greater, all I can do is send up my prayers. Yeah, Andrea, know you feel like you don't owe me no favors. Feel like I spit you with razors, cause skin can't get through them layers. Andrea, sorry I made you cry and smear all your makeup. Andrea, sorry I gotta leave, but I'll see you later. Andrea, sorry I have to be so much of a player. Andrea, Andrea.
I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea. I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea.
Her out, calendar split by, I'm still dogging her out. 9 months split by, and then our daughter come out, blessed from the womb. I'm thinking bride, and she's thinking groom. We both thought jump the broom, devil thinking doom, and boom, it hit. It hurt like a face kick. Learn to live and face it. How could I be dirty, low down like a basement? We were teens, kids having a kid. Sorry for the things that I did, but I can't change the life that we live. Thinking I was grown, only young minded. Now that we grown, we are split divided. I got pictures in my baby girl to be reminded. And I had to make this song and put the past behind it. Yeah, I had to make this song to put the past behind it.
sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash, me and makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea, I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you crash, me and makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea.
To my knees, I was pleading. It was too late, I left her heart scarred, bleeding. And my game, she was peeping. I was out with other girls, creeping and pleasing. And I gave her my reason. I played her to the fullest. It's like I left her mind with a bullet. Emotional trigger, I pulled it. Nobody can survive that love. Only God could revive that love. No more us. Flatline. In the back of my mind, I think back in time that'll be never regained. I filled her with too much pain. I left the chorus saying, Andrea.
This is Sweetie Love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Indy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
Yeah, welcome, welcome, welcome back to the show. This is your boy, K. Diddy, riding shotgun, Mr. I.C. Jones.
I.C., J-O-N-E-Z from the V. What's good? I mean,
all right.
It's the business. It's the business. How you been doing in the business lately? I mean, is things looking good for the independent world you foresee, K. Diddy?
Oh, most definitely, man. You know, failure's not an option for me. You know, the world movement, you know how we do. We got the shows going. You know, we're publishing books. We're putting out music. You know, we're working on Shakita Winfrey, who's Oprah Winfrey's first cousin. You know, we're working on a reality show. You know, we've already started shooting in Atlanta. And, you know, maybe in a week or so, we'll be out here doing some segments of her show out here in Las Vegas, and then we're going to California. But that's going to be a hell of a reality show, you know, and it's based around, you know, music and the stuff that we do.
Okay.
And so, yeah, we're just trying to be a full-service, you know, entertainment company over here. You know, Sunday
All
we
right.
do. Yeah, you know, Sunday we do, you know, the other show, Can a Player Play? And, you know, that's based on the books that we have out, you know, Player Step Your Game Up and Playology. This is the time for the shameless plug. You could get Player Step Your Game Up at worldmovement.com. You could get it at Barnes & Nobles. You can get it at Borders. You can get it at Amazon.com. You can get it at CD Baby. You can get it all over the world, as well as Playology. And the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, will be available at the end of the month, and it'll be available worldwide as well. So that's the shameless plug from World Movement Records. Now we can move on with the show.
Yeah, that's a definite. Push that all the way down to the pedal. You know, 169
you know.
Now. Definitely. I can dig it. I mean,
so definitely, let me throw it out there too, you know, and while you listeners are listening, if you like anything you hear today, all go to worldmovement.com and pick it up. You can go pick up Mr. I.C. Jones music. Matter of fact, that was Andrea by your host himself, Mr. I.C. Jones, Andrea. You know, you can get that. Whatever you want that we got, just holler. We'll make it available for you. We ain't scared.
That's the definite. Right now, you can get I.C. Jones at that Reverb Nation, Christ Set, you know, doing gospel music right now. I got the gospel album, will be coming late 2010. And I'm just out there just promoting myself, doing my shows in my local community, you know, as far as my own backyard at home. And as far as the World Wide Web, you know, you can't see me on World Movement, like you said. And anything else, you know, follow me on Facebook, I.C. Jones, or MySpace, I.C. Jones. I mean, you can email me, King J. Let me know what's good for my music, you know. Call in. I would appreciate that if you call in, you know. Check in with us if you know about the business of music or if you just like what we plan, you know. Let us know what's good. And keep us locked in. Keep us tuned in, you know. I am Indy, definitely.
Right. We're going to keep it rolling. We're going to do what we do. We're going to play a little something by another close friend of ours, Mr. DJ King Assassin, with Wyclef St. Should I say Wyclef Toussaint St. John? Let me get it correct. And this little piece right here is called I Got Weed for Sale. So, y'all, let your windows down, turn up your music, turn the air conditioner, and listen to Mr. Wyclef talking about I Got Weed for Sale.
I got weed for sale. Oh, okay.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Toussaint St. John, with the King Assassin, where my warriors at. If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk, North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah. We both are high. He told me, Toussaint, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. An young hashamika, ha, ha, se suli, se rang hamnita. Yeah. He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down. I'm moving to California. Cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause I got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah. He's selling crack and they got him, they got him. He's selling dope and they got him, they got him. He's selling meth and they got him, they got him. Yep. I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave a smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up in Kingston. My West Side connect me, King of South Sun. But like Rockin' Man Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair. Yeah. Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section with a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plan.
I'm moving
to California. Cause it's just legal as the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause I got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. I'm moving to California.
Cause it's just legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause I got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
Welcome to Tweedy Cadillac School of Pimping. That's right, Tweedy Cadillac School of Pimping. Is your game leaking? Is your rap whack? Did you get dissed at parties? Are you passed over for the guys with the perms and fila suits? Well, if you can catch a cold faster than you can catch a hoe, you need Tweedy Cadillac School of Pimping. That's right, Tweedy Cadillac School of Pimping, where our motto is, we can't make you rich, but we can get you a bitch. Dial 1-900-PIMP.
Yeah! Yeah. Call Tweet Cadillac School of Pimpin'.
And they hooked me up.
I used to be a buster, believe it or not. I couldn't catch a fat girl at a barbecue. Now, when I fall in the club, I ain't just got it going on. I got it on going. Yes, well, call today. If flossing is your dream, we can make it happen. Operator standing by. That's 1-900-PIMP. Ask for Pretty Boy Troy or Finger Poppin' Teddy. The sum of $3,500 will be deducted from your checking account for the first 3 minutes. Call today. Don't play or hate.
Wow. Don't call Tweed Cadillac School of Pippin if y'all can't pay $3,500 for the first 3 minutes.
That's deep.
Well, it's just let y'all know we got a little sense of humor over here, too, y'all. So don't take nothing personal, ladies and gentlemen. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Yeah, please. Don't do that. You know? Yeah. And we don't write it. We don't write it. We just say it.
Yeah, that was a joke, y'all. But all y'all just call in, you know, the call-in number. Man, let me take that back. For those that didn't call in, the number's 347-308-8747. Call in, holler at your folks. Holler at IC. Holler at your boy, K. Diddy. Tell us what you're doing out there, you know what I'm saying? If there's something you want to hear, we'll play it for you. We don't have a problem with that.
We got a lot of independent music. I mean, it's just, like you said, it's a lot of good talent, you know, but a lot of people don't have the business behind them. So hopefully a lot of people can start catching on to what's going on and start putting the business behind them with their talent. Because, you know, like I said, it's a lot of good talent, a lot of good talent. Can't deny that. But, you know,
yeah,
potential
and talent. I'm just surprised, man. They got as much talent that they have here locally, but you know nobody's really trying to put out any music for real. You know, I don't know. I kind of thought about like last week what my idea was. You know, trying to do. I think I may have mentioned it to you, man. To try to call all the bosses together. And who I call bosses is the record labels. You know, the managers. They're the one that is trying to do the doggone thing, but you know they're just missing the market because they didn't take the time to get the blueprint. You know,
uh-huh.
So I was thinking maybe we can get them together and do a project. And, you know, I'm going to do it regardless, you know, because I've been thinking about, you know, Coast Bangers Volume 2, Desert Heat, you know, and just making it available for the label, other artists that feel that they got something strong to be on this project that, you know, that we could sell commercially. And still pay a royalty to the artist. You know what I'm saying? So
definitely.
Hopefully we'll be able to pull that off. You know, but cats are looking for stuff for free, and this ain't gonna be free. They gonna have to come out of pocket to get on it because it will be promoted and it will be sold and it will pay them a royalty. But you know, if you don't come up with nothing, how could you expect something? You know, and all we trying to do is separate the men from the boys because the men understand that, the boys don't. You know, and we just want to deal with the ones that's serious. We don't want to deal with the ones that's playing.
Yeah, let's get that right. You know, for the ladies out there who are independent and doing y'all thing and want to step up and think about doing your thing, hey, you know, I like to see some strength in everybody. You know, because I really want to see people do it, especially in my city, because this is where I'm from. Like I keep saying, this is my backyard, born and raised, you know, and it's just like I really would like to see us come together and really just show appreciation to one another and just come together and do the real thing, which is really have us all together on stage or at a show or, like you're saying, put together a compilation with, you know, everybody who's the bosses that's realistically real because everybody can say they're doing it. But we need the real people really out there really having it happen and putting their, you know, foot on the line, putting their neck on the line, you know, really out there hustling and doing the shows and really got barcodes and on the radio and, you know, trying to do things officially. So with that, that makes you a real independent artist or company. You know what I mean? When you do real independent things.
You know, but even beyond the barcodes, so they need to know who BDS is. They need to know who SoundScan is. And even if the artists don't know who it is, you know, there's no reason for management and labels not to know what's up with that. You know what I mean? Because if you can't track your music, then how are you going to get credit for anything, you know? And people don't really know about that. If you start asking them what's an ISRC code is, they don't even know what that is. You know, so how are you legitimately in the business and you don't even know the fundamentals? So please, ladies and gentlemen, it's no disrespect in not knowing. It's only disrespect not having the common sense to try to know.
Yeah.
You know, ask somebody, you know. And, you know, there's people out here, you know, shameless plug, such as myself. You know, I mean, you know, come talk to a guy. You know, I'll give you some. I can't give you all because that's what I get paid to do. But, you know, there's ways to get in it. There's ways to do it right, and there's ways to step up to the plate. Again, if you're real, you don't have a problem with doing that because you understand, you know, anything in life worth anything is worth working for. And having said that, we're going to play us something else by Mr. I.C. Jones right about now. So turn on your air conditioner, let the window down, stick your head out and roll with your peoples.
I.C. Jones.
Okay. No money economy done took all kind of things from front of me and behind me. Force-fed blindly. Have you ever seen a grown man cry but still he gotta eat? And yet he gotta feed his family. He was taught not too much God was handing, but it's looking like a full deck. The devastation, the shock, but he ain't full jet. Now is he wrong? This life should he stop? Cause he ain't chilling at the top, but in due time he'll do fine.
As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on the daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on the daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me.
God intervene, come on, fight my battles. I'm up the creek, and I done lost my paddle. Yeah, I'm astonished, completely baffled. I hit rock bottom, I'm talking dirt and gravel. Feel like the Tower of Babel, build me up to tear me down. But I need a blessing, a miracle shower. Yeah, I'm confessing, investing in your power. From the first until the final hour.
As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on the daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on the daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. But I'm still gonna better my life, and I'm still trying to make it right. I'm only human, said I'm just a man trying to make it right this time. As I still focus, they start to know that I'm motivated on the daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me. As I stay focused, they start to notice I'm motivated on the daily. Everywhere I look and everywhere I go, it seems they're trying to stop me.
They can't stop me. Yeah, what's happening with the T-Lee? They're looking, bro. They can't stop me. Something to let y'all know what's going on in our neighborhood. Everything ain't always all good, but when it ain't, we still gonna get over the hump. Yeah, I.C. Jones.
Yo, yo, that was Mr. I.C. Jones, and you listen to I Am Indy. Yeah. Rolling with us on hump day, you know what I'm saying? It is the middle of the week. Y'all made it this far. But we know you can make the rest of the way. You know, just continue to give all praise and all blessings to the man upstairs. You know what I'm saying? He'll carry the rest of the way. He carries you this far, thus far. So give it up to him one time, two times, 10 times. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do.
That's what we do
over here.
Oh, I can dig that like a shovel. Yeah, man. What else is going on? We ain't got no callers, man.
Yeah, we got some callers, man, but they just sitting back doing what I always say, let the window down, turn on the air conditioning, listen to the music. You know, they just rolling with us, listening to something, you know, and surely trying to pick up a little something so they don't go out there and bump their head, you know. We came up with something the other day, you know, on our Sunday show on Kind of Play a Play, and I just want to throw this out there to y'all, too. You know, we always say that we trying to talk or we should talk to the man in the mirror. And what I'm saying now, while you're talking to the man in the mirror, y'all turn around. Don't have your back to the mirror. You got to face the mirror, people. You can't stand in front of it. Y'all got to face it. Don't have your back to it. You know, some things just is what it is. It's not what you want it to be. Some things just is what it is. You know, and part of being a big boy and a big girl is staying true. And saying being true, that's what being true is. Accepting the things that are the way that they are. Quit trying to color them. Quit trying to make them into something that they're not. Accept the truth or the truth and deal with that accordingly. And if we do that, we can always make rational, intelligent decisions based on the word. And I say based on the word, you know, because we all know what's right. We all know what's wrong first. We always want to justify something else because it fits into what we want to do at that particular time. But that don't make it real, good people. Being true is accepting what is for what it is. You know, a rabbit is a rabbit. An elephant is an elephant. You can't make an elephant into a porcupine because you want to. It just don't work.
Woo.
Sound like I was preaching today, huh?
I'm with you. You were.
I was hoping.
That's radio land. For whoever.
You know.
Yeah, they know what you're talking about.
I get so tired of these fake, phony people perpetrating. Come on, man. You know, we got x-ray vision. The real people, we got x-ray vision. We see through that shit. You know what I'm saying? We see through it. It ain't no brainer. We see through that. So that's it. That's your little lesson from your boy, K. Diddy. And I apologize if I said something wrong to people. But look, turn around. Look at that man or that woman in the mirror. Get real for whatever it is. Quit having your back to it and walk away talking about somebody. You know, you want to be judgmental, but in the same breath, you're going to say you're not judgmental, but you tell them what you like and what they should or should not do. Who the hell are you to tell anybody anything? You know, especially if your thing ain't right. You know what I'm saying? That's the best way to put a magnifying glass on yourself is to start criticizing somebody else, because if they got half a brain, they going to look at you and want to know who are you to tell them anything about anything because your thing is so tore up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's better not to say nothing, and they won't be looking at you.
Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. If you don't say nothing, they won't be seeing your drawers as dirty and tore up. You know what I'm saying? They won't even be looking at you like that. You know, but if you start criticizing them, the first thing they're going to do is want to check you, you know?
Yeah.
So, shoot. Now, I ain't gonna say nothing, you know, because I don't want nobody to check me, because, see, I know I'm a work in progress. I know I got issues.
All right. We all do, so please don't throw a song. Please don't.
Hey, listen. I'm putting disclaimers out there. Don't say nothing, because I done told you up front, I got issues.
That's right.
So don't tell me 2 weeks later that you crazy, you did this or didn't that, because I'm going to say, I know it.
Yeah, and if that's the truth, that was true.
But that don't mean, ladies, that don't mean, ladies, that we try to give y'all a credit card, you know, so you can just go out there and screw up when you get ready. That is not what I mean. What I mean is God didn't make no perfect people. We are prone to make mistakes. But the difference is be man and be woman enough, if you see that you made a mistake, be apologetic. Be sincere. Keep it 100. Keep it real, however you want to put it. But fix it and move forward. And don't look back. And y'all got that from K. Diddy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you got the remedy. I am Indy.
I like that. I like that. So hang on, y'all. Keep rolling with your peeps. I see Jones and your boy K. Diddy. We're going to play a little Diddy for you. Keep the window down, turn the air conditioner up, and turn up your music, and keep rolling with us. Well, I am it.
I just wanna hold you.
Wow, that's Mr. Jules Patrick, and you listen to I Am Indy. All righty, then. That's what we talk about. I see. I think we got somebody else want to join us today. Let's see who we got. 353, y'all.
What's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing today? This is Bobby Gunn.
Bobby Gunn, good, brother.
Yeah, we doing good, brother. We just rolling up here trying to do what we do, play the best of the independents, you know, trying to get everybody to listen to what's good out here. How you doing today?
I'm good. I'm out here in Vegas, you know what I'm saying? I just called to let y'all know I appreciate y'all doing y'all thing, and I was listening.
Oh, definitely, brother, definitely, man. Yeah, me and Bobby Guns, that's my partner. I let him know we were doing our thing, and he really tuned in. That's good. Look to you, man. Yeah, man, we go way back to, like, elementary, middle school, and we do music together. So, yeah, that's my partner, Bobby Guns, definitely.
Yes, indeed. Hell, man, you know, it's all good. You know, I'm just taking it easy. You know what I'm saying? Living this life out here with these, raising these kids, doing this music.
That's right, man. You know, the way we do it, you know, each one teach one. That's what it's all about, man. And definitely, man, big ups to you. I say big ups to all the fathers out there, man, that's trying to, like, be instrumental with their kids. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I appreciate you. And, man, you know, I'm just keep playing that good music, man. I don't even got a request, man. I just like hearing what you got playing already. Just keep playing that good music because it got me over here rocking.
All right, man. Well, let me throw this one out there. This is my boy Crunchy Black, formerly from 3-6 Mafia and KC. So put your ears on this, man. Hang on in there with us, man. Keep rolling with us.
All right.
Thank you. looking for mama with Thomas flat. I'm ready for baby with Uzi fat. Apple bottom of baby fat. House with Darion, I'm loving that. Gucci Prada, Fendi mama. You ready for man and a half? I ain't David Ruffin, so I am too proud to be. But baby, I feel a real strong stiffin' in my third leg. Plus the coupe outside marinade. So how long we gon' keep it waiting? We ain't got no destination, baby. Sit back, relax, and press the pulse button and let the seat massage your back. After the cushion meal, baby said I'm ready. I said, but what? She looked at me like I was a fool and said, whatever you ready for, your place of mine. She said, mine, 3 out of 5, play a line. Trying to get to baby place and hoping she don't change her mind, baby.
Boy Joey Black, you're now tuned in to the number one underground station around, World Movement Records Radio Show with my boy K Diddy. Keep it locked.
Yeah, yeah, you back rolling with IC Jones and your boy K Diddy, and we just having a good old time up here doing what we do, playing the music for you.
Without getting too political, too personal, too religious, I'm going to ask you a question, and some of the people out there in the radio land, internet radio land, like, do you really believe that people are, like, in the industry that are really, like, worshiping the negative energy rather than worshiping the positive energy, or should I say more in tune instead of worshiping, that's getting religious, more in tune in life with the negative energy than a positive energy, and that it really is something out there that wants our children to not succeed or do, you know what I mean? Like being
absolutely. And we can go back to the whole beginning. You know, I think with anything in life, there's a plus and a negative. You know, there's a black and a white. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I do believe there's a good. And I believe that there's a bad or evil, however you want to say it. And I do think everybody has a choice, you know, to go to the light, you know, Carol Ann, or we can go to the dark side. You know, it just depends. And I think we have choices as people, you know, the God or the Almighty or however you want to refer to your belief. I think we have people, as people, we have choices. You know, that's where, you know, the worship, that's where the faith, that's where the good, you know what I'm saying, that's where it comes from, you know. We
I mean, but being in the industry. In the industry, is there choices in the industry? Like, you know what I mean? Is that why I should stay independent more so than ever to keep my own dignity?
But I'm saying it still goes back to the person. It goes back to the person. It goes back to the company. It goes back to the corporation, because it don't matter who you are, what you do. If you don't have the right thing within you to do the things the right way, it don't matter about your profession. It don't matter if you're a judge. It don't matter if you're a police officer. If you're a no-good person, you're a no-good person.
Yeah.
You know, and you use your job to fulfill whatever your no good wishes are. You know, so a lot of people had that misconception. You know, they had that misconception that, man, we got a sound effects like crazy. Hello? I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, a lot of people have misconceptions
of what bad and good is, more so than anything else. Well, folks, this is Icy Jones in the building.
I just personally think
Yes, this is a technical difficulty.
Sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulty right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Switchboard just kind of went crazy on us. But we're back. You know, as I was saying, it doesn't matter, you know, what your walk of life is or what your profession is. It still comes from within. Everything we do comes from within. So I don't think it's the entertainment industry, because people say, like we're here in Sin City in Las Vegas, but nobody make you sin. You make you sin.
Right.
You know? You don't have to go to the dark side and be tempted.
Mm-hmm. And that's not it's still a dark side, but you know what the dark side is, and you can't. Some people justify it, and some people don't. So it's just what you do. Like you said earlier, you still know the right, the wrong, and you make it justifiable. So you do that. But being true and tried, I would be just being true. So. In that sense, it's basically, you know, still the same thing. You answered the question very well, and it is what it is, you know. It's still that. It's still that. So I just, you know, it's just what the teens and adults my age are on right now, and that's what's going on in the industry. A lot of people are saying this, they're saying that without saying names or without even discussing it like that, but that's what they're talking about, like, you know, what's going on, and everybody wants to know what's going on with people in the industry. It's just so about them, like their lives are more important than their own lives, the industry people. Fans make the industry people more important than their own lives, so that's why I kind of like being independent, because I still have some of my own personal space and my own time. You know what I mean? When you're just too big, you're just too big. You don't have any of that anymore, and sometimes that's why they go insane, because having all the money and all the riches and fame don't mean anything too much unless you don't have your own type of dignity and know who you are as a person.
Yeah, you got to retain and maintain your own morals, your own principles, and your own integrity. You know, you can't sell your soul to the devil for nothing and nobody. You know what I'm saying? Because all the riches in the world on earth is not worth eternal damnation in hell, and that's if you believe in that. Because, you know, there's people out there
that don't believe in it.
Their thoughts
that's
is
what I mean.
Gone.
I don't
want to
get too religious, you know. You know, but just being on the outer skirts of it, you know, it's just, it is, like you said, a good and a plus. So, you know, some people say that it is a negative energy that they give their all to, or some people just, like you said, strive on that bad, like, I'm going to make them have a bad day today. And it's not even so much, oh, they're a demon, but that's the way some people look at it, and some people look at it like that's just a negative energy, or just, you know, they have bad vibes, you know. So I just look at it like I haven't got attacked by anybody like that or anything, but that's just what it is right now today. And so many people are being blamed for being Satan worshippers, and so many people are being blamed for being a part of certain societies, and it's just getting out of hand now. And I don't want hip hop to just end over some foolishness that people are talking about these days, you know, because it's scaring me, because people are already talking about hip hop is dead and this and the third, but it's like, you know, then if that's the case, then people need to really come to the light and really realize what's going on. But I don't believe that just everybody in the industry is just making us turn to this negative energy, and that's what they're trying to make it seem. You know, you got these YouTube hits, you got all this hoopla and people's magazines and videos and just all kind of crazy stuff, and they're just trying to turn us against our own music. And I'm like, you know, we have to stop and look at it. You know what I mean? And I'm like,
you know, but these are the same people. If you look back, I mean, rock and roll was an art form that actually derived from blacks. But look how many years and generations that they said that that was negative, that was devil's music, and there was lyrics in that music that made people go out and kill people. And to me, that was insane anyway to even say that, because can't nobody make me do nothing I don't want to do. I don't give a shit what you play to me. You know what I'm saying? If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. So that was even crazy for them to even say to people that God may have a brain.
It's being weak-minded. When you're weak-minded,
yeah.
you are an open vessel to whatever. And that's really how America or the world is perceived, with a lot of weak-minded people. And that's why a lot of things have been done and taught, because of weak-minded people. And we have to be focused and know, like you said, about our own morals and who you are, and be true to who you are. Like, you can't change that a zebra got stripes and he black and white. You can't change that a giraffe got a long neck. You just can't change it. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You can probably draw it differently, but you just can't change it physically. So just, you know, goes back to that, you know, just being you and not trying to really look at everybody else and what they're doing and how they're doing it and judge your life off of that. Because that's what it is.
You know, I heard something yesterday. I was watching the news yesterday, and it was doing something like a documentary on, you know, stuff we're talking about, like music, the different art forms. And they were talking about voodoo out of New Orleans that, you know, that's been around forever, which is another religious practice. Who's to say it's good, or who's to say it's bad, and who's to say it's just not another religion that other people believe in? But how it pertains to music, they were saying that the music that they play created the art form that people know today as jazz.
Okay.
And jazz is accepted around the world. And they say jazz is another thing that created the other art form, which we know as rock and roll. You know, so there you go again. There's a whole nother music that was founded by another music that came from what? The South.
Yeah.
You know, so this is stuff that a lot of people don't even really know, because I was always taught, too, if you could play jazz, you know, as a horn player, if you could play jazz, you could play any other music in the world. To me, jazz musicians are some of the most talented musicians on the face of the earth. If you can play jazz, you can play anything, because jazz is complicated. I'm telling you.
I mean, when you do that, it's instruments. And with instruments, you need that for any music in the world. I don't care. So you can be in the orchestra, you can be in the band, you can be in the China band, whatever band you need to be in. You can play any music, and I understand that. But when it comes down to, like, religious beliefs and things of that nature, a lot of different music, you know, comes from a lot of different places that we can say, but it's still up to you to do it that way and to really try to put a hex on a whole generation and a whole country and world, and, you know what I mean? So that's why I'm like, people kind of take it kind of too far. And then they ride with it because it is political and it is promotional and it is actual controversy. And then it just get wider and wider. So, you know, and then sometimes it can be real. So that's why I just wanted to rightly divide it.
People still pass in judgment, though. Is people still have an opinion, and
mm-hmm.
they're still passing their opinion or on to others. You know, everybody has an opinion. It don't make
mm-hmm.
it right, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It don't. That just means it's your opinion, and you're entitled to that.
Right.
But people's
right.
opinion, where did your opinion come from? It comes from your knowledge base. It comes from your life experiences, right?
Yeah.
And that goes for everybody in the world. You know, those things come from your knowledge base, from your experience. You know, certain things that you've learned in school, certain things you got from church, certain things you got from your parents, certain things you got from your next-door neighbor, certain things you got from your woman and your own personal life experiences, and that's where each and every one of us, our opinions come from. We all are products of our environment, period.
Mm-hmm.
So even the music you like come from what you've been exposed to. Even the food you eat and like comes from your experiences and what your family exposed you to and what you've been exposed to on your journey from infancy up until now. We all are a product of our environment, and that's just keeping it 100.
That's the way it is, though.
You know, I know what I know based on my life experiences, good, bad, or indifferent, you know, because if you don't live, you don't have experience. And the only way you cannot have experiences is not to live. I mean, we're going to have them, good or bad. We're going to have them. So
you're going to have some type of experience.
Some, yes, sir. One way or the other.
I'm sure if you're a chair, a geek, whatever, you're going to have some experience. Something, you're going to be able to tell me something. You got all age, your whole life, and you want something. You got something. You went through something. But, yeah, I feel that. It's just the way you was raised and brought up, you know, how you going to live your life. And that is very much true. So I'm a living witness to that. And I'm feeling that, I mean. But I always try to tell people, you don't have to pick, become the exact product of your environment, because if you're around, you know, the hood and, you know, this and the third, you know, you don't have to be like a hood rat, or you don't have to be a hood, so to speak, nigga. You don't have to be that type of person. You can actually become the product that everybody wants to be in their environment. So with that, you know, they kind of look up to you like you are the Marcus Banks of your city, or you are the Steve Jackson of your city. You are the whoever, you know, Tartanian, the head coach, or you are whoever you can be, Harry Reid. You know, you just try to be that product, you know what I mean, in your environment, because it's a lot more than just what you see around your neighborhood. And to be able to accept that and know that that is cool or that is okay, then that's kind of what I'm trying to put out there. Like, you know, you become that product that everybody wants to be, because when you step outside, it looks like this is just the product, and this is what you're going to be in your environment. So it's like, no, you don't have to be that, but you are the product still. Like you said, you know, everybody's a product of the environment in their lifetime, but it's kind of more so right on the nose. Like, I was raised kind of like it was right on the nose, like I was going to be a product of my environment. Like, I had to sell drugs, or I had to become a gangbanger, or I had to have kids out of wedlock, or I had, you know what I mean, just a lot of stuff. It was like, I just became that, and I didn't have to, and now I'm realizing that because of the way I had to change my life still, as looking at my fathers and grandparents and forefathers, you know, I can change my life. So with that, I become the product in my environment that everyone wants to be. So that's how I kind of want to tell everybody, you know, as far as youngsters or even people who struggle in my age, your age, you know, with life, like, you know, step up, like you said, let's step your game up, you know what I mean, it's time to get up and really become that product that you want to be, you know what I mean, in your environment, and start changing things and start doing things in your life before you can really step out and help the next man. You got to change your life or do what you do, you know, if you don't feel like changing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, listen to some music, fella. L. Pizzle, you know, K. Diddy, listen to some music, man.
All right, well, every time I play, I'm gonna y'all put your air conditioner on, stick your head out the window, and turn the radio up, because that's what I always say. Put your ears on this, y'all. This is Mr. Q Hopper.
Your body.
Shout out to my boy all the time. And, you know, we're just trying to do it indie, you know, keeping independent, having fun, and keeping the business all the way 90, 100%. I mean, we got the talent. So, it really don't even play a percentage. It is who we are.
Absolutely. Sound like I hear some babies in the background and some potato chips.
Well, I know you got some good ears. Nah, yeah, I got my babies. And,
yeah, it's a good thing, but everybody in the world can hear them, so not just me. But,
anyway,
yeah, definitely that. Big up to the kids. For those who just joined in, you know, calling number 347-308-8747. Call in, you know, holler at us. You know, we just rolling through the town doing what we do, playing what we play. You know, get at us. You know, if you want to play your music, come on, interview. We check out your music, check you out all together. And if we got something positive to say, we don't mind saying it because we got our opinion just like you got yours, you know.
And you call the same number, or you can go to worldmovement.com if you want to advertise, because we sure like the advertisement and the sponsorships. It does well, and we do have people listening. So do what you got to do and hit us up, and we will handle business with you.
Absolutely. Y'all get at us, you know, and like I said, turn your air conditioner on, put your head out the window, and turn your music up. And let me put this one up in your eardrum. This is Mr. Tweed Cadillac, What You Gonna Do For Me. One of the OG Penthouse original players. But you can get his product, too, worldmovement.com. You know, he's on Coast Bangers, and he's also on Toast to the Fools. Mr. Tweed Cadillac, worldmovement.com. You know what I mean?
Now the question at hand is, what you gonna do for me, baby? Anything I spit, better understand. What you don't get, secondhand from the man.
follow all plans down to the letter. Focus on the reason that we even came together. Did you read the brochure that I passed out in the first seminar? Time like money, wear the watch with the ring. Some slick blue diamonds with the bling. That's the way it is when you're effing with a P. It's overdraft fees and major penalties.
What you gonna do for me? What you gonna do for me?
I like it.
What you gonna do for me? What you gonna do for me?
I like it.
Yo, baby, sit at home all day on the phone anyway. All you gotta do is make the call. Only thing stopping you is you. Pick up the phone and dial. Just make the call. Just make the call. Ladies and gentlemen, the dynamic stylings of Nishi Moan. Fortified P, original pimp spitter. Sweet Cadillac, baby. Pimp Stick Recording Corporation. In conjunction with Los Angeles Music. Alpha Productions. Straight up out of France. International piece, baby. OG, SweetCadillac.com. Make that call.
Yeah, yeah, it's my boy, Tweet Cadillac. We're down to the last minute of the show. We've been having a good time, and we ask each and every one of you listeners to come back next week. This is your boy, I.C. Jones, with KD, right here on I Am In. Just the world movement thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, come back and hear the best of the best, and we'll show we got something for you. No telling who our special guest may be next week. You know? Come back and listen to us. Keep rolling with us, and you can hit us always. WorldMovement.com, me, I.C. Jones, and the rest of the World Movement family.
It was your truly Icy Jones and K Diddy on I Am Indy in Vegas City. Holla back.
Holla at us, y'all. Peace.
Be Dilly in the Sam Dilly. Ray Zilla. We about to show y'all how to do this Midwest way. Do the Dilly boy, yay. 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 I'm about to hit the club. It's Friday night. I'm a Dilly boy, so I'm high than a kite. Come pop this baby girl and take a flight. When you mess with B Dilly, everything white. All white teeth, all white ones. All white wipes, and I got tan ones. Old ladies and babies cranking my dance up. I can do the Dilly boy and throw 100 ones. I got 100 killers with me, that's 100 guns. And we all crunk in the club, hands up. I do the Dilly boy. Just said it, boy. The whole world gon' feel me, boy. Now do the Dilly boy. Do the Dilly boy, yeah. 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 Bouncing and leaning, I had to pull up my pants. My pants. Watch me crank my new thing. My new thing. Do the Dilly boy, yeah. 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 My new dance, the way I wave my hands. If I can't do it, then nobody can. I move hills in the hour, make a devour. I been have respect, money, and the power. Connect the clientele, homie, and the Make it rain in the club like I'm taking a shower. Remember I was broke, lint in my pockets. Now it's 20 VVS's, ice cubes in my watches. Told them I'ma make it rapid, they ain't believe me. Doing the Dilly Boy from the hood to BET. Number one top 10 MTV. I made my mark, boy, these streets go remember me. I'm not from Cashville, but I can still get it for tennis. It's do the Dilly Boy, come on, everybody bounce with me.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. 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 I'm bouncing and leaning, I had to pull up my pants.
My pants.
Watch me crank my new thing.
My new thing.
Do the Dilly Boy,
yeah.
Do the Dilly Boy,
yeah.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy,
how I do that? Cut my Chevy tall like Erica Badu, hey. Y'all haters fall back, cause I don't want that. Big slam gonna hit you dead in your back flat. So little Dilly Boy, stop hating boy, cause them Dilly Boys told Mac boy. We ride big toys, we make a lot of noise. We switch the street burners, we ain't no Philly boy. We on the grind like we trying to get that Millie boy. So if you feel me boy, go and do that Dilly Boy.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. 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 Do the Dilly Boy, I'm bouncing the lean, I had to pull up my pants.
My pants.
Watch me crank my new thing.
My new thing.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy,
yeah.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy,
yeah. Everybody do it.
Everybody
don't do it.
Everybody do it.
Everybody do it.